We found Rob Astorino, again, Republican candidate for governor. Rob is an old friend. He's run before. He's a former Westchester County executive. So, Rob, welcome back to the show. You emailed me. You have an economic growth plan for the state of New York. Lay it out for us, because, as I said, I'm not picking winners and losers in this race. I just want a Republican sweep, period, full stop.
Yep, that's exactly right. And, Larry, good to be back with you. Sorry if my cell phone coverage. One of the things we need to do in New York is have broadband and cell phone coverage. I'm telling you, I'm up near Cooperstown, and we'll go a mile, two, 3 miles with no coverage. Anyway, we have to, and you and I worked on this and talked about this 8 years ago when I ran against Cuomo. The tax structure in New York is prohibitive. It's the reason why everyone is leaving in droves if you have any money whatsoever. So I think the estate tax has to be abolished, and that will save a lot of our family farms, which are being reduced dramatically in New York, and our small businesses. We've got to reduce the tax rates from 11 right now down to 3. Just simplify things. The other thing is, obviously, the regulatory climate in New York is ferocious. It is destructive to businesses, big and small. And it's something I worked on in Westchester as county executive, where we actually brought in the agencies and said, stop. And we worked with the industries that they're supposed to oversee, not be competing with or, you know, against. And we said, what are the onerous ones? And we worked on that, and it was successful. But it also said we're open for business. New York yesterday just had a moratorium they put on cryptocurrency mining. You know, this is so absurd. It's stupid. An opportunity to bring in a new industry in New York. And because the radical environmentalists, they're trying to prevent it. It's just, it sends a really bad signal. But there's a lot of other things. Fracking in New York is a must.
Yeah,
we're
Rob,
walking on wealth.
Right. That's such an important. And gas prices are higher. You know, it's hard to get natural gas. We could have, you know, Pennsylvania showed us how to do it, and we've stopped it for all these years. Tell me about changing the energy story if you were governor.
Absolutely. You know, Pennsylvania is doing it, as you mentioned. They border our southern tier, and we're not allowed to do it. We're walking on so much revenue. We're walking on natural gas that we need to bring in the energy for the manufacturing or the businesses and to reduce utility rates. So natural gas to me is a no-brainer. Also, nuclear. I mean, we closed Indian Point. We chased them out of New York. That's 25% of our energy. And I would see if Indian Point can reopen. But more than that, I would cite, if possible, a few more Indian Points or nuclear power throughout upstate New York. I'm an all-of-the-above approach when it comes to energy. I think it's necessary, but the fact that we've got a natural gas moratorium and infrastructure or moratorium, you can't get hookups anymore. It is so ridiculous and stupid, and it's counterproductive to New York coming back. I think our farms need to be saved. I mean, that's not something maybe in New York City they care about, but throughout upstate New York, it's really, really important. And I did this in Westchester. You know, Larry, we had a budget of $1.8 billion when I walked in the door. I left with a $1.8 billion budget. And that was hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars cutting out all the time because of the natural increases every year. So in order to do that and hold the line on spending, then you can literally cut taxes and give it back. And I think that's really, really important. So there's a lot of different things, including the innovative technologies. We've got to be welcoming to them, and we've got to marry them up. But also the you know, it's not everybody that needs to go to college or wants to go to college. So the fact that we should be training kids in high school and through BOCES and community colleges for skilled labor, tradesmen, they can make a great career, and we need that in New York. So, you know, look, it starts from the top. You got to say, I'm welcoming business. I'm going to make it easier to do businesses, including the licensing and all the regulatory reforms, something like State Environmental Quality Review Act. It is nearly impossible to build anything in New York anymore without piles and piles of studies and lawsuits and uncertainty. That's got to go away, too. So it's the big things and it's the little things that really will turn this state around.
You know, it's so funny. It's like I'm listening to you in your excellent, excellent policy presentation. I'm just saying, you know, let's not make this any harder than it needs to be. We need to slash taxes. We need to slash anti-business regulations. And we need to open up the energy. We're sitting on the Marcellus Shale, which is one of the biggest oil and gas reservoirs in the world. And we're forbidding the use of it. And it wouldn't just be the southern tier. You know, that would trickle up into Western New York, you know, Buffalo, Rochester and stuff. The job creating potential of opening up energy would be massive, absolutely massive. And you lower the taxes and the regs. I mean, let's not make this any harder than it needs to be. But the Democrats are all socialists. I mean, Hochul's a socialist. The legislature is socialist. The city council in New York is socialist. That's why I want a Republican sweep, 100% sweep.
Well, In the words of your old boss, it would be huge if we were to open up the energy.
It's
more than that, too. It's not just a contract between a private landowner and a company, and I would be all in favor of that. I hope they make millions, these landowners. But I would have a percentage of the revenue from natural gas in New York go directly to property tax relief in each county, not to the government, not to the local government. So go in the black hole. A refund directly so everyone gets those benefits.
That's what Pennsylvania did, by the way. And that's one reason why Pennsylvania's income tax has stayed relatively low, whereas New York's has exploded upwards. I mean, they used, they took royalties for the gas, oil and gas production. Well, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And you're saying you can take the royalties or the fees and cut taxes, and that would attract more businesses. And, you know, make New York a technology center again. But they won't do it. Hochul
won't do it.
None of these people want to do it.
No, they're radical, and it has to be stopped. I do think, Larry, I honestly believe this November is going to be the revenge of the normal people. And what I mean by that clearly is just average New Yorkers and Americans who are fed up with everything, the chaos, the, you know, the crime, the coddling criminals, all these nonsensical and radical environmental issues, the new Green Deal, which we have in New York coming here soon, the taxes, all the craziness, we're upside down. And I think the revenge of the normal people is going to be felt very heavy at the polls this year. And we're going to have some big wins, not only in New York here, but throughout the country, and right-size this ship again.
Yeah, the cavalry's coming. You're right. There's a red wave, and it's going to affect – it's going to come to New York also. Look, Rob, it's a good race. I mean, I just want Lee Zeldin, Andrew Giuliani, yourself. It's a good race. Stay on the issues. We've just got to reform this entire – I mean, New York is sinking. We're losing badly to the other states. And it's not just Florida. We're losing to the Carolinas. We're losing to Georgia, right? We're losing to Texas. It ain't all just Florida. We're just losing because they hate business here. And this woke progressive crap. New York is even worse than Biden, I think.
It is. And it's not just business they hate. They hate their own people. Mm-hmm. You know, anyone here who has any success whatsoever is chased away. Mm-hmm. And as we've seen, and I blew the lid off this, but now flying from the southern border, illegal immigrants into places like Westchester County Airport, and they're giving all non-citizens the benefits of being a citizen, and we're paying the bills for this. It's just totally absurd.
All right. Rob Astorino, good luck on the campaign trail. Great, great policy presentation. I really appreciate it.